to sugarcane now, and there's one important thing all cane growers can do to prevent disease spread and improve their harvest tonnage, and that's using clean seed. Nowhere is that more obvious than the Herbert River District, where local extension services have dramatically increased supply of clean seed cane to local farms in recent years. New Director of Herbert Cane Productivity Services, Gino Zatter, is one farmer who's now growing a plot of clean seed cane on his farm at Bamboroo, south of Ingham.
When we took over, it was pretty run down. Was probably lucky to produce around 4,000 tonne. In the 2 years that we've been here, we've turned it fully around, so we should harvest next year around that 10 to 11,000 tonne of cane.
How have you managed to improve that tonnage?
Definitely clean seed, but we've always been using clean seed all our lives. It was something that was told to us by our fathers, and here we've actually go out of our way. We hot water treat. I'm lucky enough this year I've got the seed plot on my own farm, so I'll be able to pick some of that. Newer varieties that are coming out with that.
Just how big has the turnaround been in terms of returns per hectare?
With Bamboroo, clean seed has been pretty well taken up by a lot of the growers here, and we definitely can see a difference in crop sizes. Just by visually driving past, you can tell that there's something happening with that crop, and then that's normally the growers who don't come to the plot to get seed clean. Some of the growers say, oh, we'll just get it from our neighbours because they get clean seed. But we don't know what's happened in the meantime, and then that disease could be passed on.
Okay, so you're an HCPSL director now, and you've got your own clean seed plot. How's that been? What's been the experience of actually getting in touch with the office and understanding what they go through to produce clean seed?
There's a lot of work involved. It's just not a matter of planting some cane. It has to be preferably hand-cut, hot water treated, back on the trailers, hand-planted. So you're handling that cane anywhere up to 3 to 4 times. That all adds to the cost. At the moment, our costs here are around $65 a tonne for clean seed. Comparing that to other areas, we are very cheap. In the meantime, we've had to foot the bill for this excess cost involved in planting that cane.
Do you need more growers to actually sign up and get their own clean seed plots on their properties?
We've just done a trial this year with our planting contractor, and he's got himself set up to do a small satellite plot. And now we've got 4 other growers doing the same thing. They look after themselves, so we're not coming back to having... Because the issue we got is the plots are very too much distance in between, and people aren't going to tow a trailer down the highway to go and get a trailer of cane. So whereas if we can have these little lot more satellite plots around the place, that will encourage them to go there. And if their planning contractor's the guy doing it, well, then he'll make sure that the clean seed gets out to them.
And it's a big district. I'm surprised at just how far off the Bruce Highway there's still sugarcane, really right down to the mangroves here. So there really is a need for more of that. How have you seen the demand grow in 2021?
This year was probably our best year as far as selling clean seed. With this tissue culture, it's a new way of getting clean seed. That has really taken off. Like, we had 17,000 plants sold for the 2021 year and over 40,000 booked for 2022 year. So that's... For these guys who can't travel or don't have the actual planters to plant that the old way, this may be the option to go.
Gino, a bit of a disappointing season by some accounts for the Herbert River region, less than 4 million tonnes of cane across the board. What sort of improvements in tonnage and yield can you see if clean seed does really become cemented in the crop plantings of most farmers?
The low tonnages is not just with clean seed. The weather, we've had flooding in one end of the district, drought at this end of the district. But if you have got clean seed, you will actually see, you may get an extra return out of that crop. If it does hit the dry times, it may survive a bit longer in that scenario.